Chapter 2.3, Section Summary.
While Columbus sailed west to look for trade routes, the Portuguese decided to sail east, around the southern tip of Africa. On a journey to India, Portuguese explorer Vasco da Gama sailed around the tip, naming it the Cape of Good Hope. In 1500, another sailor, Pedro Alvarez Cabral, also tried to sail around the Cape of Good Hope. Cabral was blown off course. After several weeks of drifting at sea, Cabral landed along the coast of present-day Brazil in 1500. He then claimed the land for Portugal. Other explorers built on Columbus's discoveries and looked for a western sea route to Asia. King Henry VII of England sent an Italian explorer known as John Cabot to search for a sea route farther north than Columbus had sailed. Cabot made two trips in 1497 and 1498. While Cabot did not find a northern route to Asia, his explorations gave England a claim to land in North America. Another Italian, Amerigo Vespucci, led a Spanish expedition to South America. A German mapmaker created a map of the area Vespucci had explored. The mapmaker named the area America in Vespucci's honor. Soon, Europeans understood that America was a continent. A Spanish explorer named Vasco Núñez de Balboa traveled to present-day Panama, where he overthrew the Spanish governor. Balboa improved living conditions in the Spanish settlement and made peace with the Indians. From the Indians, Balboa learned of an ocean on the other side of the jungle. This discovery gave the Spanish new hopes of finding a trade route around South America to Asia. Balboa's discovery inspired Ferdinand Magellan of Portugal to try to sail around America. Backed by Spain, Magellan set sail with five ships in September 1519. At the southernmost end of South America, Magellan found a narrow and winding sea route called a strait through the coastal cliffs. After battling fierce winds and jagged rocks for over a month, Magellan's men finally saw open ocean. The passageway they found became known as the Strait of Magellan. During the voyage around the tip of South America, Magellan lost two of his five ships. In spite of this loss, he and his crew continued sailing until they reached the present-day Philippines. In the Philippines, Magellan was killed in a battle with a local kingdom. His remaining crew continued the voyage and returned to Spain in 1522. Only 18 of the 240 men survived the three-year trip. These sailors became the first people to circumnavigate the world, or to sail completely around the world. The 40,000-mile journey showed people around the world how to sail west from Europe to Asia.